Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, we've been telling you we are here for Army, Navy, and this is a pleasure to get a chance to see this guy. Mike and I always talk about him, and then he got into the GM business.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, he's one of the funnest and one of our favorite guys to break down games and give you player information. Mike Mayock's joining us right now here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And first of all, good to see you. You look good. We've been wondering. We said, what the hell happened to Mike Mayock? Where's he at? What's he doing? After the whole Raiders thing.
Right.
Yeah. What you been doing?
Well, I still do NFL games on the radio for Westwood One. Okay. I've got Baltimore and Pittsburgh next week, and tomorrow, obviously, I have Army-Navy. And I also write college scouting reports as a consultant. So I've been busy, and I've been around football. My dad was a coach, and it's in my blood.
Right. So what do you think of our situation in Atlanta?
Which part do you want to talk about?
The one we spent the whole show trying to get the coach to cop to, that we got to get Penix in there.
Yeah, Coach Raheem is not – he's committed to staying the course and leaving Kirk Cousins.
And avoiding the potential soap opera of the roller coaster if you put Penix in.
Let's start there.
Yeah. Well, let's go back even further, okay? Let's go back even further. Let's go back to draft day when people were ripping Atlanta for taking Michael Penix with the number 8 position. And I remember I was sitting in my home watching it with a couple of my brothers.
Right.
And I was like, that is a great draft pick. I love that. And my brother, Mark, was like, why? I said, because it's the most important position of all pro sports. And here, finally, we've got a franchise being intentional about that position.
Right.
So you signed Cousins. You're paying him, but you've only got 2 years of guaranteed money. With the 8th overall pick, you take a kid you believe in, and now he's got a chance to sit behind a seasoned veteran who knows how to prepare on a weekly basis. He's got a way that's been successful. This kid, Cousins, has bet on himself forever and has made more money than maybe any 4th-round pick in the history of the NFL, and that's because he bet on himself.
Yeah.
So I think Michael Penix can learn a lot of lessons. And I know there's a little bit of a controversy now about when do you play him and how do you play him. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to say I thought it was a great pick, and that's why.
We went round and round with this with the audience. I just felt that, you know, they were scared of the past where you had Mariota, you had Matt Ryan at the end in salary cap hell, and obviously Desmond Ridder wasn't ready for primetime. I just felt you just start the kid. We've seen kids, and he's a veteran. Penix has got as many reps. I think only Bo Nix.
Did you want Penix?
If we were going to do a quarterback, I wanted – well, we couldn't get what we wanted. He went to the Commanders.
Yeah.
There's no way to get up there.
Right.
I wanted Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. But Penix, I mean, once I just felt one or the other. And just spend the free agent money on your defense and beef up your deep. That was my mindset. And then just – and hope you made the right pick. If you love Penix, roll with it.
Right.
And you could lean on your run game in the early days.
Mike, I'm curious, though, with your player knowledge and background. What do you see as a player with Penix? We've not seen him play.
Right.
We were at camp, small sample size, preseason.
He's spinning a thing, and he looks great.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, games are different. He killed it in college. But what's your analysis of him as a player?
My only concern early on was the history of injuries at Indiana before he transferred. Mm. And then once he transferred, he never got hurt again. So kind of that went away, right, as a concern. And what I saw was a big, strong kid that could push the ball downfield, had a great touch on the deep ball, could throw back shoulder, could hit all three different levels with accuracy, which is a big deal in the NFL. He's a good enough athlete. He's not a dynamic athlete like a Jaden Daniels, okay? But he's a good enough athlete, and I thought what he did really well was navigate the pocket, which is rare in a college quarterback, navigate the pocket, be able to get the ball out on time, and actually go through some progressions, which you rarely see anymore. So I was bullish on him. I had two grades. I had one grade on the two kids that you guys like, Daniels and Caleb Williams, which was a really high grade. And then I had the New England kid, May, and Penix grouped together. And obviously that's how it went. They went, he went three, and then Penix went eight. And how about Bo Nix and what they've done with Denver?
Did you anticipate that?
I didn't have that kind of grade on Bo Nix. And that's credit to the organization in general and the head coach in particular, who knew what he wanted in a quarterback.
Yeah. Sean is pretty damn good. We're visiting with Mike Mayock here. Guys, we're at Army Navy. We're literally are doing the show today. Mike mentioned it at the Military Women's Memorial here at Arlington Cemetery. And, Mike, let's get into some of this other stuff. this week's been crazy.
Yeah.
Belichick to college? Like people are freaking out and losing their minds about this. And they're like, it's not going to work. I'm raising my hand. it's not going to work because I know how he operates. I know what he's about. And I just don't see that translating to the college game. Yesterday, we played some sound bites from the press conference. And Belichick's like, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm happy to be here. And I'm like, come on. Is this thing real?
I'm going to shoot you straight then because I completely disagree.
Tell me why it works.
Because I played for Bill Belichick when I was 22 years old, okay? I made the New York Giants when he was a special teams coach and a linebacker coach. And he was 29. I was 22 or 23, right?
Right.
And I remember going home to my dad and going, this 29-year-old coach named Belichick is different. He's smarter than anybody I've ever met, and he's going to be amazing. And he has been, okay?
Right.
Now he's 72, right? Okay? And he... Of course, he had Tom Brady, but at the end of the day, I've never met a coach that prepared his team better for situational football. Now, I don't know what your problem with him is. Is it about recruiting? Is it about identifying with 20-year-olds? What is it?
It is. But Mike, we can never argue the football acumen of Bill Belichick,
right,
to your point.
Right.
But it is that. It is that the college game, now you're paying kids and you're putting an evaluation on them, and you know, it's not my way or the highway.
But how's it different than the pro game now?
Because I think in the pro game, you're drafting people to come to your organization.
Yeah. Yep.
And they are sort of forced.
Yeah.
You're recruiting high school kids who can go, no, I'm getting more from Colorado. I'm getting more from Texas. I'm getting more from Georgia.
But
thanks.
But the portal works both ways.
I think the portal is a supplement. I don't know if you can just live in the portal.
Oh, I agree with that. But my point is, I think he's going to recruit better than people do.
Okay.
Okay. And I think he's going to sit in your mom's living room, and he's going to sit there, and he's going to talk about not only getting an education at North Carolina, but what every kid I've ever met in my life who's a 3-, 4-, or 5-star recruit, where do you think they want to go?
NFL.
Right. And they all think they are. And he's going to sit there with 8 rings on his finger, okay? 8 championship rings. And he's going to go, I can help you get there better than anybody else in the country. And you do what I ask you to do, and I'll help you get there. Now, he's going to favor a particular type of kid, okay? It's like going to Army or Navy. It's not for everybody.
True.
As a football player, okay? But the way I look at it, he's going to recruit the right kind of kid. He's going to lose a percentage. They're going to go in the portal because they're not getting playing time, or they don't like Bill, or he's too tough. They don't want to run sprints. Fine. They leave. Yeah. Now Bill sits down with Mike Lombardi, and he goes, okay, I need a right tackle, I need a tight end, 2 wideouts, and a 3 technique, and we'll be good. And you go in the portal, and you find a kid from Western Michigan and the kid from the MAC conference. And so what I think he's going to do is bring in structure. I think he's going to bring in probably the best run program over time in the country. I think you bring in progressive young men that will be able to identify with these kids who are assistant coaches.
Okay.
And I think 3 to 5 years from now, he'll leave and hand it off to his son or whomever, and it'll be in great shape.
I think that was the thing we were arguing about was, okay, you can't beat Shula's record in the college game. It was just a shock to the system of the whole thing.
Right.
But the long, but they just replaced a 7th-year-old Mac Brown who couldn't go home again and make it work. So we'll see. But I understand what you're saying. We got to talk about your draft class. Max Crosby.
Yeah.
That was great. Josh Jacobs. That was great. Those great picks.
Really, you're gonna go here with me?
Yeah. We got.
He's gonna drop the other two right now.
I know where this is going.
This is good cop, bad cop technique. No, those are great picks. Talk about your experience in Vegas.
Look, I would tell you in the 2019 draft, my first year, we had 3 first round picks. Jacobs was the one that turned out really well. Okay,
right.
Clee Ferrell's a solid player. He's not the 4th overall pick in the draft. Okay,
right.
What work ethic? What was it?
Who, Clee? Yeah. No, he just. What happened was we got stuck, and I knew we would because we had the 4th pick.
Couldn't trade down?
No, I tried.
Okay.
Tried a bunch. Okay. Tried for months. And every other GM knew what I knew, and that was that the first 3 picks were going to be the quarterback that's in Arizona now, Nick Bolson.
Right.
Nick Bolson was going to be 2, and Quinnen Williams was going to be 3. I wanted 2 and 3 because we were looking for a defensive lineman. Okay. Mm-hmm. So – now at 4, I'm sitting there with my first draft pick, and it's like, do you want the undersized kid that's now in Buffalo that's a good 3 technique?
Ed Oliver. Yeah.
Ed Oliver is a good player, who we talked about. We talked about Josh Allen in Jacksonville, and we talked about Clee. And to be honest, I went to Gruden and basically said, look, I think Clee is a solid double. He's going to be a good, strong, tough football player. He can play inside. He can play outside. But the whole point of taking over this operation is you won 4 games a year ago, and we got to get younger, faster, stronger, more athletic, all of those things. Mm-hmm. And Clee's a captain. He's military background. He's the kind of kid we want in the building.
Right. Because we talked about it. Falcons have been in the situation about 3 of the last 6 years where you can't trade down. You're kind of in this no man's land.
The fans all think it's easy.
Right.
Why don't you just trade down? I tried for 3 freaking months.
Right, and you have your own valuation system.
And
it's
by the way,
thing, right?
on draft night, I called John Lynch, who had the 2nd pick.
Right,
and I offered him a bunch of things to move down 2 spots. He said no. Then I called the Jets. Right. I offered them a similar package. They said no. Everybody knew that if you're looking for a defensive lineman, 2 and 3 was the spot.
Right,
and by the way, just to finish that draft in 2019, 5 Pro Bowl players came out of it because Hunter Renfrow, Max Crosby, Josh Jacobs. We got a punter, A.J. Cole, one of the best punters in the league, by bringing him in for a tryout. And Keyshawn Nixon, who now starts in Green Bay, is the best kickoff returner in the league. He was a free agent. So I feel really good about that draft, no matter what anybody says.
Well, Renfrow, we knew him from Clemson. That kid was just had a knack for getting open and just a stud.
Look, and 3 years later, we won 10 games. We went from 4 to 10, and Bisacci and went to the playoffs.
That's right. Should have kept him, by the way.
And Bisacci and I got fired after going to the playoffs. Bisacci is unbelievable.
We talked about that at the time.
The fact that Bisacci doesn't have a head coaching job in this league, and it's only because he's a special teams coach, and the owners want to win the press conference.
Right.
And I find it patently amazing.
Hey, before we cut you loose, we mentioned the quarterback class, what we got with Penix.
Yeah.
Does Caleb Williams, if they get the right OC in there, I mean, you see the skills. He just needs the right guy, or what's going on there?
I do. And the hardest thing is fit. Mm-hmm. And if you go back in the history of the NFL draft and look at all the first-round quarterbacks, so many of them got put in a place that didn't have an infrastructure that could support them. And that's why I'm so happy for Jaden Daniels. They got a new head coach. They got a really good offensive coordinator. The general manager is tied at the hip with the head coach. Mm. And they're going to build around him. He's got a chance to be special.
Cool.
Mike, is John going to get back in this thing?
Gruden?
Yeah. Because, listen.
Yeah, we think he's paid his penance. I think it's go time now.
And we thought it was a got you moment. There's so much more to that whole story that I think our audience and so many football fans have no idea. But, you know, we keep hearing he's doing stuff for, was it Barstool?
Right. Have you caught him?
He's great.
He's funny as hell, isn't
he's great.
He may act like, come over to Barstool with me, pal. Buccaneer fans, we'll go to Barstool.
But is he going to get back into the coaching side?
I really think he can't live without football.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was putting football content on YouTube channel. I think Barstool gives him another opportunity to get out there in the public. He's already made it very public. He wants to get back in coaching.
Right.
I think it could happen in college before the NFL, but John's born to be a coach.
You're calling this game tomorrow. I want to ask you real quick.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, because Army's been unbelievable this
year. Yeah.
Speaking of being cheated for a playoff spot, okay? My opinion. We can talk about all this other stuff. They won their conference, right? Forget about Army-Navy tomorrow. They handled all of their competition handily for the most part. They got one of the best offensive lines. They're balanced.
Yep.
They're really good.
Look, I played against all three academies my senior year at Boston College.
Right.
Hated every minute of it. Yeah, 172-pound slot backs that just bite your kneecap, right? Mm-hmm. They're so disciplined, so tough. Army's quarterback this year is special. He's like a 230-pound running back is what he is, right? And they have all kinds of planned quarterback
runs. Is he like a Taysom Hill, Bryson Daly, Captain America? Is that kind of the comp would be if he ever gets to the NFL?
I think that's a great comp.
Yeah,
I think that's a great comp. And they run quarterback sweep, quarterback draw, quarterback counter, like all the planned quarterback stuff. So basically, instead of nine people blocking for a running back, they get 10 blocking for a quarterback. And it's like watching Army in the 1940s, single-wing football.
Right.
It's Notre Dame with Stahl, Dreyer, Layden, Miller, and Crowley. It's unbelievable. And then you put Navy on, and they're 8-3, and their quarterback throws the ball pretty good. They get a new offensive coordinator doing some stuff differently. I'm fired up about tomorrow.
Yeah, it's we love the game. We just love always love the pageantry. We went as a kid, but this is great to have two really good teams playing in this. In addition to everything else,
and the Commander in Chief's trophy, which is what's important to the kids.
Right,
that's up for grabs. First time in this game in 7 years. It's a big deal.
Cool. Hey, we always love catching up with you. Yeah. It's been a long time, man.
It's been fun.
Get you on during football. And by the way, can you fix Cousins? Is this in between the ears? Look, I don't know how much you got to watch the Falcons.
Mike, you see how he's looking at you, right?
No,
is it physical?
I've been a Kirk Cousins fan. I've been a Kirk Cousins fan forever,
and he's never had a rut like this.
I have not watched enough of your tape to give you an answer.
Okay.
And when I watch tape, I'm honest with people.
Right.
But I haven't seen enough of him this year.
Mike Mayock, thank you, sir.
My pleasure, guys.
We appreciate you stopping
by. You got
by.
It. Great seeing you.
Always a no-nonsense analysis.
Tomorrow,
you got it.
It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.